And welcome back. I am in conversation with the stars of a new TV show on HGTV. If you don't get it, you should subscribe just to see these six episodes. Living with Ed. It's Ed Begley Jr. as he truly is in life, and that's a committed environmental hero and activist in his own quiet way. And his understanding, but sometimes perplexed and a little perturbed wife, Rachelle Carson, who is an actress and a comedian and a good sport, I might add. We're talking about their program, and I understand that you're walking the talk, that the crew is driving to work in, you know, green cars and is also, using some carbon offsets, perhaps?
Yeah, they're doing TerraPass offsets, for their travel to the house. But keep in mind, when they're here, it's all solar-powered. All the production is solar-powered since the house runs on my solar. And whenever we run low and go beyond the capacity of my solar panels, I signed up for Green Power for Green LA, a program. And I bought the 100% green power program. That's not 1 cent per kilowatt hour more, but 3 cents, because I use so little of it, I could afford to do that. So no coal, no nuclear, just wind, solar, geothermal. And so what little power I use, I think it's about $600 a year worth of extra power I buy off peak. I always buy it after 8 p.m. and before 10 a.m. and all green power. It's 100% green power production here on the show, and in my life, my day-to-day, it's 100% green.
His skin is turning green at this moment.
I've been accused of having green blood. What about you, Rachelle? Is there enough power there to work your blow dryer? And your daughter's too young to use a blow dryer, but for your needs too, or is it just Ed's needs that are getting covered by the panels
well,
on the roof?
What do you think? No, there's enough power. I do sometimes have to run out, drop everything and run out to the to switch on some switches that Ed's like, okay, if you don't switch them on, then you're not going to have any power, that kind of thing. So,
what she's talking about is when I'm out of town,
right.
I call up and it's been raining for 4 days. I've been out of town. She's neglected to tell me, so there's been no sun. And then still, but keep in mind, she used a term that's quite interesting. Run outside, drop everything. She's never once dropped everything.
I have to.
Oh, she says, yeah, I'll get to it, but not now. Remind me. I want to remember the one time you dropped everything.
Until the lights go out.
Early on in our relationship.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, maybe.
So you have the solar-powered oven. Is that what you really do most of your cooking, or is that just a little novelty thing?
I do a portion of it there. You can't saute, and there's a lot you can't do in the solar oven, but there's a lot that you can do. Whenever you're making rice, beans, stews, boiling water for any reason, it's crazy not to do it in the solar oven. Why would you use a precious resource like natural gas or any resource to boil water, to make rice, beans, stews, soups? It just doesn't make sense. That's something you can do 310 days a year quite easily in a place like Southern California and many other parts of the states as well. You can boil water in the sun. It gets up to 375 degrees on a really sunny day. On a, somewhat sunny day, it'll still get up to 250. Keep in mind, water boils at 212 degrees, so you're boiling water, nearly all year.
Okay, so there's the Begley household, and then there's the rest of L.A.
Yeah.
Let's face it, you are surrounded by, high degree of overconsumption, excess, lots of waste, certainly in the film industry. What's it going to take to get, your lifestyle, if not, patterned and copied all over the valley, but just, some mid-ground, something between what you're living and those big houses in Brentwood and those big cars and the whole lifestyle that goes along with it? And how much dissonance do both of you have every day seeing, what's still going on, even though there's more and more talk about greening Hollywood, and I'm sure there's some things that they're doing that encourage you. Just a couple of comments on that from each of you.
Well, I think, with this show, we're going to reach a lot of people inside and outside of our town. A lot of people have watched it so far and commented very favorably. Also, at EMMA, the Environmental Media Association, they have the Green Production Guide. They're getting more and more people on board now to, sign up for that program and to try to get their green seal for their production, with everything, with the production offices, with on-set recycling, with energy use, use biodiesel for generators, to, vanpool, carpool for transportation, to do all those things that are possible. Avoid the Luan wood, of course, to use sustainable materials for the sets. All of that can earn you a green seal if you do all that stuff. And we're getting more and more people to do it. So, there's been a rather dismal track record in the past with the entertainment industry. And every year since 1990 that I've been kind of really pushing it for them to get greener, it's gotten better.
Okay, and Rochelle, how about you? Some of your fancy friends, are they starting to ask about bamboo flooring and considering downsizing?
No.
No.
But
are they watching the show?
Yes, they're watching the show.
So at least they have some eco guilt. At least there's a little bit of second guessing or second thoughts. Okay.
And the truth is that, I mean, the good thing about it is that the show makes it accessible to a lot of people. I mean, people like me who just learned something when Ed was talking there, some kind of floor, some kind of wood. I never even heard of that before. I mean, I literally learn something new every day, and it does affect me. So, you know, I have high hopes for this. I mean, and the truth is, if I can do it, as shallow and self-involved as any, you know, the best in Hollywood, then anyone can do it.
You're here. And Bagley's Best, I want you to plug that for a moment, because you've had this out for several years. This is not brand new, along with the TV show.
Yeah, it's a great product. I want to do some small version of what wonderful Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward have done. Now with their daughter, Nell, Newman's Own, they have these great products, and they give a lot of money away. So that's the goal. I'm not taking any salary or any income, whatever, from this. We're having good products that are non-toxic cleaning products. We have a glass cleaner, we have a spot remover, we have an all-purpose cleaner.
And
we have a concentrate.
And you're making deliveries on your own. I love that.
Yeah,
that's just so homegrown.
I've been delivering them with my electric car. That's part of what made the company grow without a lot of expense. You know, gasoline costs money.
Hey, guys, we're out of time. You know how that goes. Thanks so much, Ed Bagley Jr., Rochelle Carson, and congratulations on a great concept, Living with Ed. Highly recommend it. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the news break.